Good afternoon and welcome to this Divine Mercy Sunday period of prayer. Please be seated. I thought what I would do is just give some kind of introduction, which you may find helpful in terms of just focusing your thoughts on certain aspects of what Divine Sunday is all about. And I'm essentially going to draw on the Blessed John Paul II, and particularly what he said during the canonization of Sister Faustina, who, as we know, really promoted this devotion to the Divine Mercy, and had a particular, as Blessed John Paul put it, charism in promoting it. She was gifted by the Lord in a very special way, and has helped to focus the Church's attention on it in a particular way. I mean, obviously the Divine Mercy is as old as can be, and there's nothing in essence really new. What it is a kind of a rediscovering the great wonder of the Divine Mercy. Let us now focus our attention then on the Divine Mercy, and particularly I've identified a few extracts from the canonization homily that the Blessed John Paul II delivered during the canonization of Sister Faustina. And he said, and remember that it was on the second Sunday of Easter, which the Blessed John Paul designated as Divine Mercy Sunday. And he mentioned the particular readings of the liturgy, of the Mass, which we had today, actually. So it's all very relevant. And he said that of those readings, that they indicate the path of mercy, which, while re-establishing the relationship of each person with God, also creates new relations of fraternal solidarity among human beings. Christ has taught us that man not only receives and experiences the mercy of God, but is also called to practice mercy towards others. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. He also showed us that many paths of mercy, which not only forgives sins, but reaches out to all human needs. Jesus bent over every kind of human poverty, material and spiritual. And he goes on to say, it is not easy to love with a deep love, which lies in the authentic gift of self. This love can only be learned by penetrating the mystery of God's love, looking at him, being one with his fatherly heart. We are able to look with new eyes at our brothers and sisters, with an attitude of unselfishness and solidarity, of generosity and forgiveness. All this, again, unselfishness and solidarity, of generosity and forgiveness, all this is mercy. So its focus is not only focusing on the divine mercy of God, the mercy that God lavishes on us, but also reflecting that mercy in our own lives toward others, particularly through compassion and forgiveness. And John Paul goes on to say, it is the love of God which must inspire humanity today, if it is to face the crisis of the meaning of life. The challenges of the most diverse needs, and especially the duty to defend the dignity of every human person. Thus, the message of divine mercy is also implicitly a message about the value of every human being. Each person is precious in God's eyes. Christ gave his life for each one. To everyone, the Father gives his Spirit and offers intimacy. And in our own day, and very recently, our new Holy Father, Pope Francis, has much to say on God's mercy, and is a very frequent theme that crops up again and again in his homilies, and also the talks he gives and the catechesis he gives during his general audiences. And just to give you a flavor of this, let us not forget this word. God never tires of forgiving us. Never. The problem is that we get tired. We don't want to. We get tired of asking for forgiveness. Let us never get tired. Let us never, he repeats, get tired. He is the loving Father who always forgives, who has that heart of mercy for us all. And let us also learn to be merciful with everyone. So I'll leave you with those thoughts. Again, I will be available for confession within a few minutes, and that will continue until just before exposition.